All right, let's build a sliced ride groove that brings that old-school rave pressure into your drum and bass track without crowding the kit. In this lesson, we're not just making a ride loop, we're turning a ride into a playable edit inside Ableton Live 12, so it behaves more like a musical phrase, more like a performance instrument, and way less like a static layer. That's the whole point. Keep the top end driving, keep the energy moving, and leave room for the kick, snare, and bass to stay heavy. First, pick the right ride source. You want something with character. A clean, sterile cymbal usually won't give you that pressure. Look for a loop or a single hit that has a bit of grit, a little wash, maybe even some unevenness in the tail. That slight roughness is your friend here. In darker DNB, rollers, or jungle-influenced stuff, those imperfect transients can add exactly the kind of friction that makes the groove feel alive. Before you slice anything, listen in context. Don't audition the ride solo for too long. Loop it with your drums and bass and ask a simple question. Is this giving me excitement in the upper band without turning the mix into hiss? If the ride has too much body, high-pass it somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. You usually want enough tail to feel like a loop, but not so much that it smears into the snare or muddies the break. Now drag the ride loop onto a MIDI track and slice it to a drum rack. In Ableton Live 12, this is one of the fastest ways to get into advanced editing territory. If the groove has swing or weird spacing, use transient-based slicing. If you want a more rigid, rave-style repetition, slice by 1/16 or even 1/8. The idea is to make each hit individually playable, so you can rebuild the rhythm by hand instead of just looping the original file. This is where the fun starts. Open the MIDI clip that Ableton creates and stop thinking like a loop user. Start thinking like a drummer, an editor, and a rave arrangement nerd all at once. Don't just re-trigger every slice in order. Build a phrase. A strong starting shape for a two-bar ride edit might be steady eighths or sixteenths in the first bar, then a small gap, a double hit, or a reversed slice in the second bar. That little bit of contrast matters a lot. In DNB, pressure often comes from repetition with very small changes. Not giant fills, not huge dramatic moves. Just enough variation to keep the loop leaning forward. Try this mindset. One bar is the hook. The next bar is the answer. Let the ride ask a question with a steady pattern, then answer it with a choke, a reverse, a gap, or a little burst of density. If you're working on a rolling 174 BPM section, you can even make the second bar slightly more active than the first so the whole phrase feels like it's accelerating into the next downbeat. Once the pattern exists, shape it like a performance. Go into the velocity lane and make the groove breathe. Don't leave every hit identical. That's one of the fastest ways to make a ride feel fake or annoying. Give the main hits a solid velocity, maybe in the 90 to 115 range, and let ghosted or secondary hits sit lower. If a certain accent needs to bite harder, push it up, but be careful not to make the cymbal harsh. Timing is just as important as velocity. Nudge a few slices slightly ahead of the grid if you want more urgency. Pull one or two a touch late if you want the groove to drag in a cool way. Keep your anchor hit stable so the edit still feels intentional, but let the in-between notes breathe a little. A few milliseconds here and there can completely change the attitude. If you want a more stylized feel, use groove pull lightly. A small amount of swing can make the top end sit better over a breakbeat. The trick is not to overdo it. You want motion, not sloppiness. Another strong move is to quantize only the notes that feel off, while leaving the more expressive slices alone. That keeps the edit human and less robotic. Now let's make the slices hit like a proper edit. Open the drum rack chains and process the ride as if it were a top percussion bus. EQ 8 is your first stop. Cut any low end you don't need. Tame harsh resonances if the ride is poking your ears around the upper mids or high end. Then try a little saturator, maybe with soft clip-on and just a few decibels of drive, to add density and attitude. If you want more smack, drum bus can help too, but be careful. On cymbals, too much can destroy the tail or make the top end brittle. Use it lightly. Utility is useful as well, especially if you want to control width or keep the ride more centered. In heavier DNB, a centered top layer often translates better and keeps the mix solid in clubs. A really effective advanced move is choking slices. If you route certain hits to a choke group in drum rack, a new hit will cut off the previous tail. That creates a sharper, stabby old-school energy. It feels less like a wash and more like punctuation. That can be insanely effective before a snare fill or a drop switch. Once the edit is working rhythmically, map some key controls to macros. This is where the ride becomes arrangement ready. A great macro setup could include filter frequency, saturation drive, reverb amount, and width. For example, you might automate the filter opening over 8 bars into a build, then add a little extra drive in the final bar before the drop. You can also throw in a tiny bit of reverb on the last hit of a phrase, then cut it hard so the next section lands with more impact. Keep the space controlled. Indeed NB, cymbal reverb can get messy very quickly. Short room spaces or subtle sends are usually enough. If you want lift, automate it briefly. Don't leave it smeared all over the arrangement. Now check the ride against the full drum and bass bus. This part matters. Solo can lie to you. A ride that sounds exciting by itself might be masking your snare snap or fighting a dirty Reese line once the whole track is playing. Think in frequency lanes. The ride should live in the upper presence area and support the motion of the track, not turn the entire top end into noise. If it's clashing with the snare, trim some of that upper mid aggression. If it's clashing with a distorted bass, reduce brightness, width, or density. Sometimes less ride is more pressure. In fact, one bar of space can hit harder than 4 bars of constant cymbal energy. That contrast is huge in heavier DNB. Once you've got a version that feels right, resample it. Print a 2-bar or 4-bar pass to audio. This is one of those advanced habits that speeds everything up and makes your arrangement stronger. Once it's audio, you can treat it like a hook. Reverse a tail, duplicate a hit, fade a section, or chop it into a transition. You're no longer just editing a loop. You're committing to a performance and turning it into a real arrangement element. That printed edit can now serve several jobs. It can sit under the main drop. It can come in for a switch-up. It can lead into a breakdown. It can act as a final bar transition with a little extra stutter or reverse movement. And because you've already shaped it with velocity, timing, saturation, and macros, it will feel intentional instead of generic. Here's a good way to think about the whole process. The ride is not just a cymbal. It's a pressure layer. It's an upper frequency engine. It's a call and response tool that can answer the snare, lift the drop, and sharpen the movement of the whole track without cluttering the low end. So if you remember nothing else, remember this. Slice for control, phrase for musicality, shape with velocity and timing, process lightly, but deliberately, and print the best version when it starts feeling right. That's how you get a sliced ride groove that carries proper old-school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12. For practice, try making 3 versions from one ride source, one simple and steady, one with a gap and a double hit, and one with a reverse slice into the first snare. High-pass the source, add a little saturation. Map one macro to filter movement and resample each version. Then test them in a real DNB arrangement, not just in isolation. That's the move. Keep it driving, keep it sharp, and let the top end do some of the talking.